From atmospheric pollution in Australia, we turn now to water pollution in China. Farms are a big part of the problem there. Runoff of fertilizer and animal waste chokes the life out of uncounted miles of China's rivers and lakes. But our next story is about a farm in southern China that's part of the solution. The world's Mary Kay Magset takes us to a farm that's fighting water pollution.
Long green rows of lettuce and spinach sway in the wind and float on platforms with their roots in the water at a 100-acre hydroponic farm on the edge of Dianchur Lake. The farm grows some 30 types of vegetables, and sales representative Cao Zheng Rei says it also soaks up some of the lake's pollution. Cao says the vegetables get their nutrients from sewage the city of Kunming and its environs have dumped into the lake's water. That's all the fertilizer they need. She says the vegetables are safe to eat. There have been government inspections to prove it. And, she says, by putting the nutrients to use, this pilot project helps in a small way to clean up the lake. Dianchur is a sprawling, shallow lake, about 25 miles long and 5 miles wide. It was once a source of drinking water for the city of Kunming. But that was before China's economic boom took off and the flow of pollution into the lake exploded. When I visited 5 years ago, the water near the shore was a stinking, foaming, green and black swirl. Today, the stench is gone, and the water looks more normal, if still far from clear. Most of the change has come from new local government policies. The government has shut down polluting factories, ordered idle sewage treatment plants to restart, and is more closely monitoring pollutants in the lake, like sewage and pesticides. Chemical engineer Zheng Li Hong says the hydroponic farm is another promising approach. Zhang is with the Kunming University of Science and Technology, which is involved with the hydroponic farm project. Zhang's role is to monitor water quality. She says the improvement in the quality of water that flows through the farm is dramatic. She says the vegetables remove 95% of the ammonia and up to 60% of the phosphorus and nitrogen. These can choke the oxygen out of the lake, but are just what the vegetables need. Zheng says the hydroponic farm is a good start in attacking Dianchur's problems, but she'd like to see the project expand from 100 acres to 7,500. At that scale, she says, it could make a real difference. The hydroponic farm is one of a number of government-funded projects around Dianchur to try to clean up the lake and change its image from cesspool to success story. On the shore by the farm, teams of farmers plant vegetation to help absorb toxins from the water. A new sewage treatment plant runs nearby. One of the farmers, 40-year-old Jean Hong, says when he was young, he swam in the lake. Villagers could drink from it. Then came the factories and their toxic waste, then the sewage from the expanding city. It's much better now, he says. Still, the water's far from clean. When I asked Jean whether he would eat vegetables grown with water from the lake, he looks amused. He says, we've been using this water on our crops for more than 20 years. It's the only water we've got. When I asked the same question of Professor He Shuzhuang, a senior life sciences engineer from Kunming's Yunnan University, he looks amused too.
In my land of China, it's a difficult problem. Maybe over 90% of vegetables and crops are all polluted. We have to take it. We have no another choice.
He says it's good that Kunming's government is getting more serious about cleaning up the lake. But he says there's a big disconnect because local leaders aren't interested in limiting the city's sprawl. Instead, they're following the lead of Beijing, Shanghai, and other Chinese megacities, putting growth ahead of environmental concerns. Kunming has tripled in size in the past 20 years, wrapping itself around the northern part of the lake, which happens to be on a fault line.
It looks the government are making a bomb, and the bomb become bigger and bigger. And then we hope to keep some ground for crops.
He Shuzhuang says if the city keeps expanding at its current pace, the remaining cropland around Dianchur will be gone in just 3 years, and more sewage will likely be going into the lake. That could mean that the hydroponic farm, rather than expanding and serving as an example for other polluted areas in China, may end up only as an example of what might have been. For The World, I'm Mary Kay Magstead, Kunming, China.